Looking forward to revival, aren't you?
Amen.
Praise God. I'm looking forward to the Lord helping us. God, I just believe that people's going to be praying, seeking the Lord for what we need for revival. It's looking forward to it. Praise God. If you would, turn to St. Matthew's Gospel tonight. Words of Christ, chapter number 24, referring to the unexpected coming of Christ. Chapter number 24. I'd like to read some verses in your hearing. Message entitled, Ready or Not, Here I Come. Ready or Not, Here I Come. Let's look at Matthew 24, begin reading verse number 36, speaking the unexpected time of the coming of Christ. I believe from time to time, church, we need to be reminded.
Right.
Never forget. In our way of remembrance, in the way that we need to know that we're making preparation. The Bible teaches us that we're hastening for the day of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're looking for one day to see that glorious appearing of our great God and Savior. Amen. So we need to be stirred. We need to know that Jesus could come just any day, just any hour. Read in verse number 36, but of that day and hour knoweth no man. Know not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not, Noah knew not until the flood came. We know it took them all away. We know that there was only 8 persons saved at the time of the flood. But we do know, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall 2 be in the field, the one shall be taken and the other left. 2 women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the goodman of the house have known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore be ye also ready. Ready or not, here I come. Praise God. For in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. How many believes He's soon coming?
Amen.
How many believes He could come before the service is over?
Amen.
How many believes that, amen, before the conclusion of this message, Jesus Christ could come for His church?
That's right.
How many believes it's that close?
Yes, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful that we're assembling ourselves once again to receive the Word of God. Lord, we need help tonight. And God, I know that You're able to touch us and help us to come to know that in this day and in this hour, we know we need to be searching ourselves and making preparation to meet the Lord. But we know Jesus is coming for His church. No man knoweth the day or the hour, so we need to be ready at all times. But God, do touch us tonight. Let us be moved in our spirit, within our soul, to know that we're ready at all times to meet Thee, O God. But touch us, Lord. Help us to be able to receive, because, God, we know that we need Your touch. What is ever accomplished, we'll praise You, Lord. Everyone that loved the Lord said, amen, and you may be seated. Amen, church, we know that, amen, the little game we played as children, amen, hide and seek. We know at the time that one child would go run away and hide while the other would count. He may close his eyes and say, I'm going to count to 10. Then he'd say, ready or not, here I come. So we know it's going to be that way, that Jesus is coming as a thief in the night. And verse number 43 teaches us, if the goodman of the house had known and watched, the thief would have come. He would have watched and would not suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore be also ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. Now Jesus also gave us warning. Amen. In Matthew 24, don't to be overcharged with the cares of life, with drunkenness and suffering, knowing that this day could catch us unaware. So we know that there is a preparation time for every child of God. We know there's times that we search ourselves and we examine ourselves. I was thinking this week in what the verse teaches us. Examine yourself, for you know not yourself. But prove yourself, because only God knows the heart. Amen. So therefore we know before God, as we have prayed and searched ourselves and examined ourselves, to see that we be in the faith. Because when He comes, shall He find faith on the earth? I say, when he returns, shall he find faith on the earth? I want to know that, amen, I'm walking by faith and not by sight. I want to know that I'm looking up and preparing myself for his great coming. We know there's a key word here in verse number 42 and what it said. There's a Greek meaning for watch. And also one verse Jesus referred to, what I say unto one, I say unto all. Watch. So there is a Greek meaning for watch. Amen. Indicating a constant vigil at the present time. The reason for this vigil today instead of only in the future is that present day believers do not know when the Lord will come for them. Amen. There will be no warning signs. And they may never assume that he cannot come today. They must be committed to, amen, to the historical possibility of Christ returning at any moment, second, moment, hour, amen, and for his return. And so we're looking for that saints of God. Amen. We know the prophecies are being fulfilled. Amen. We know the time is drawing nearer. We know what Matthew 25, the parable of the 10 virgins, what it means to us and the church. Amen. We as wise, we're making preparation to know that in that time shall we be ready. Shall we be ready at the midnight hour when the cries made shall be those that are ready going to meet the bridegroom. Oh yes, we also know in this verse of 42 when he said, you know not what hour, that Christ warning that his disciples must always be ready. That it must be understood as referring to his return. Amen. To catch all the saints out of the world. Amen. State that it's coming for the saints living before the tribulation will be an unexpected time, and without warning, we know not the time. And therefore the thief, that's what he's referring to as the thief, an unknown time, an unexpected hour, amen, when the Lord shall come. And we know it's going to take a devoted way of a disciple to be ready to know that when he is soon, amen, coming, his appearance shall be, that we do within our hearts have that blessed hope within us. For he that hath this hope within himself purifieth himself. When he is pure, that is the reason why we know that we shall see him and we shall be like him. Amen. He's coming, church. Amen. Are you ready? Praise the Lord. I think about this church as a time, as a preparation message that we need to be warned and know from the scriptures. Are we making that preparation day in and day out, searching ourselves to know that there's not anything holding us down here? Amen. Knowing that there's not anything that means more to me. I'm not going to be like Lot's wife and look back. Amen. There was something that she treasured in Sodom. And Jesus said, remember Lot's wife. Amen. I don't want to be that way. I don't want nothing to hold me down here. I don't want it to be material possessions. I don't want to be a top of idol or anything that I may look to that has much meaning to me. I want to know that I'm holding on to Christ. And therefore, when that trumpet sounds, my feet shall leave the ground. We know what the scripture teaches us. Amen. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, and then which are alive and remain shall be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we forever. Amen. Be with the Lord. Comfort one another with these words. Why shall they be comfort to the child of God, knowing that we're going to be raptured out as we sing the song of, amen, one of these days through the troubles and trials. Amen. The troubles and trials, there will be no more, church. Amen. We're going to be delivered from our troubles and trials. We're going to be delivered from all anguish and suffering. We're going to be delivered from all that discouragement. Amen. We're going to be raptured out. Are you rapture ready? Are you making that preparation to meet the Lord? Let's give you a good hand clap of praise tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Help us, the Lord, to be ready. Oh, yes, in regard to his coming. Amen. With power and glory. He's going to judge the world after the tribulation. His coming will be expected then. Amen. Oh, yes. And we know that there'll be a time. Amen. When he... Amen. Just like, amen, the time, amen, when John the Revelator had such a great revelation, amen, in the Spirit, amen, knowing that that new heaven, oh, yes, that new Jerusalem is going to be coming down, there's going to be a new heaven. There's going to be a new earth. Amen. The saints of God shall reign. Amen. For 1,000 years. And we know there's going to be a great preparation period at that time. Amen. But saints of God, what about now? What about preparation? preparation now. Oh, what are we preparing ourselves for that which is to come? That's why I refer to it as a thief. That's why it's coming as a thief in the night. Amen. Because no man knoweth the day or the hour when the Son of Man shall come. God help us to be ready. Oh, it's going to be for those who remain faithful. It's going to be for those who stand true. It's going to be for the overcomers. I was thinking about that this week. Lord, help me to be one that can overcome the flesh. Help me to be one that can overcome the wicked one. Help me to be one that can overcome. Amen. Oh, yes and no. And what the Scripture teaches us in Revelation, for he that overcometh shall have right to the tree of life. And for he that overcometh shall be in the paradise of our God. It's going to be for the those that are faithful. It's going to be for those who are rapture ready. It's going to be for those who are looking and hasting for the day. Amen. Titus 2 teaches us. Amen. Let the grace of God has appeared before all men, teaching us to deny all ungodliness and worldly lust, to live soberly and righteously and godly in this present world, looking, amen, for that blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. We must look for His coming. We must haste for the day. We must make preparation for that day. As Paul told the Thessalonian church, he said, I pray that the very God of peace sanctify you wholly and preserve you blameless unto the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To preserve you blameless. What does he mean by that, preacher? To preserve you faultless. Amen. To preserve you sinless before God. Amen. I don't believe in this type of religion or, amen, any kind of Christianity or true professions that some Christians may profess about, you know, how that they say it, therefore, man cannot be perfected. I know that when perfection shall only be on the side of God, that we're not going to be perfected among ourselves, but we know through what God has made us through His righteousness and holiness and has made us, amen, a holy child of God, a holy vessel, amen, for God, and we know that we have no desire to sin, we don't have no desire to practice sin, and we don't see our need, amen, to give ourselves over to the desires of the flesh and of the world and the things of carnality. We don't have no desire for those things. We hold on to the nail-scarred hand. We pray to keep the old man crucified daily, and amen, what Paul said, I die daily, I die out, amen, amen, to the old man, and therefore I'm going to walk in the newness of life, and I want to, amen, just be in the sight of God, what pleases God, amen, to know I reach perfection through Christ. Only God knows the heart of man, what's perfected in the heart of man. There's a perfection of love, amen, there's a perfection that God gives man within himself, amen, to know that when he walks before him, he is perfect, to know there's a perfect, amen, way of relationship between man and God. Amen. Praise the Lord. To know if his breath leaves his body at any time or if he's rapture ready, he's going to be in the presence of God. There should be no fear of death. Amen. Oh, yes. I say there should be no fear of death. Amen. Oh, yes. But saints of God, amen, what shipwrecks faith is fear. You hear me tonight? What shipwrecks faith is fear. Amen. But perfect love casts out all fear. Amen. That's why perfect love, amen, praise God. Amen. For the Scripture teaches us in 1 John, amen, if we cannot love our brother whom we have seen, how can we love God whom we have not seen? Oh, I'm glad to know that He has bestowed His love upon us that we can be called the sons of God. Oh, I'm thankful for that. Oh, yes, I'm thankful that there is a perfection through the love of God, that God knows that perfection in me. But because my heart yearns to love Him, if I'm walking in that love, if I'm walking in that perfection, saints of God, it does not matter what another denominational preacher may preach or tell me. I know what I have in God, and you will know what you have in God. Amen. Praise God. Your heart's been perfected in love. You don't have no fear of death. You're walking in love. You're walking in the Spirit. You have no desire to give to the flesh. Therefore, your routes are ready. Amen. You're hasting for the day. Listen, I believe that the sound of the trumpet is no more what he could say. I say what he could say. Ready or not, here I come. When the trumpet sounds, ready or not, he will come, church. And we got to know that we're ready at that time. We got to know that, amen. We got to have that assurance. We got to walk in that faith. We got to walk in the light of his word. We got to walk in his Spirit. That's amen. Right. To know. He said, know this. to know this. Amen. Praise God. If the good men of the house had known. Amen. If what watched the thief would have come, he would not have suffered his house
right.
to be broken up. But he didn't know. Oh, yes. Most thieves come in the night.
Right.
Amen. When everything settles down and when everything's dark, amen, people are asleep. They creep in. They unlock windows. They unlock doors. They creep in. They steal. They kill. They do all they can to obtain that which they desire. But saints of God, we know, amen, whether we've compassed about with the darkness of this world, and we know that there's evil on every side, amen, for the child of God, we can still look up. I say, what? Shipwrecks faith is fear. We don't need to have that fear. We need to walk in that love. Can you say amen? We need to walk in that perfection of holiness that He's called us to be. Amen. Hallelujah. Ready or not, here I come. There's a countdown, don't you believe? I believe there's a countdown going on. Amen. That Jesus could come just any day now. Amen. And one of the deceptions that Satan places upon man. Amen. Not only just for the sinner, but for the saint. What Satan tries to persuade men is to get their eyes upon prosperity and upon material wealth and material gain. Oh, yes. One man told me yesterday that his wife, amen, had $275,000 in her 401k. And you know, he talks about different things about money. And people talk about the things that money can hold for them and things of that nature. But saints of God, I'm thankful to know that, amen, oh yes, it's not in, there's no security in that for the child of God. I say there's no security in that for the child of God. His mansion is not, amen, down here below. Amen, Jesus said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, and I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. I will come again and receive you to myself. That where I am, there you may be also. That's going to be a rejoicing to know that where He is, I will be there also. You will be there also. Isn't that comfort? That's why He said, comfort one another with these words. That where He is, there shall we be also. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We want to see Jesus. We want to see the one who died for us. Who shed His blood for us. Who was beat upon His back for our healing. Who suffered agony. He was scourged. Amen. He suffered much pain and agony for us. He died a crucial death for you and for I want to behold Him. I want to see Him. I want to be with Him. Just think about the presence. Amen. In heaven. Just think about the joy. Amen. It's going to be. Amen. The words I never can explain. Amen. The majesty of God. The power of God. The likeness of God. The light of God. Everything about God in heaven. Is it going to be for eternity, preacher? Is it going to be for the saint of God who's looking that we can lift up our heads for our redemption drawing nigh? It's going to draw nigh to the child of God. We must be ready. We must be rapture ready. Ready or not, here I come. Amen. Glory to God. Listen. Amen. It doesn't matter if we walk into the valley or we're on a mountain. Ready or not, here I come. Oh, yes. Ready or not, here I come. What about the friend or relative or a neighbor that come knocks on your door at an unexpected time? Amen. Oh yes, you know that you have given yourself over to hospitality, that you need to offer them in. Amen. To be with you and spend time with you. And you offer them something to drink. You offer them in way of hospitality to show them kindness. Amen. But they have come at an unexpected time. I didn't know when they were coming. I didn't make the preparation. Amen. There's clothes that need to be picked up. There's dishes on the counter. Amen. Dirty dishes on the counter. There's laundry laying everywhere. And you try to, amen, just cover yourself about to get everything ready while they still knocking on the door. Let me pick up a few things. Let me tuck away some things. Come on now. And you start sticking things in the oven, sticking things in the microwave, sticking things in the cabinet, putting things under the bed. Just kind of tidy up a little bit because somebody's coming at an unexpected time. Have you ever done that?
Come on, brother.
Amen. Didn't know. But you want to tidy up. That's how it was with Mary and Martha. Martha was covered about with much serving. You know, in the house and doing things and being occupied with things. But Mary could see the needful part. She was at the feet of Jesus.
All right.
Amen. If we're spiritual saints of God, we're going to see the needful part. I say, if we're spiritual, we're going to see the needful part.
Right.
That needful part is staying at the feet of Jesus. What does that feet of Jesus represent? Hey, that's an act of humility. Amen. That's an act of worship. Woo! Hallelujah! Amen. We worship. If we have true worship, amen. If we have true humility, if we have called upon the Lord from a pure heart, if we're doing it all sincerity and the truth, listen, saints of God, that's being rapture ready. That's looking up in the eyes of Jesus. That's beholding Him. That's loving Him. Oh, yes. And that's what we need to become. Not to be covered about. If Jesus said, don't be overcharged with cares of life, it could be like Martha. She was coming about. She could be a good servant. She could do good things. She could do good works. But Mary could see the needful part. Oh, God, let me see the needful things that keeps me spiritual. Let me see the needful things that keeps me praying. Let me see the needful things that keeps me humble. Amen. And not let the world get a hold on me. Not let the cares of life to get a hold on me. Lord, don't let me be drunken with the cares of all this life. Amen. All the things of this world overtake me that I'll be lost. Eternally lost or Mr. Rapture or whatever my downfall may be. But long as I keep looking up, long as I keep holding on, long as I keep pressing on, hallelujah. Amen. Church, I'm excited about you, about this thing, aren't you? I'm excited to know that we can be and we will be ready.
That's right.
I was thinking also, amen, about the grace of God. God has given me grace to live and He's given me grace to die. Amen. If the Word teaches us, amen, whether I live unto the Lord, or whether I die unto the Lord. So whether I live or whether I die, I belong to the Lord.
Amen.
So it don't make any difference. So we know that He's given me grace to live and grace to die. Amen. Oh yes, and there's no sting of death for the child of God. Amen. Amen. To be absent from the body is going to be present with the Lord, and therefore, amen. Just think about how dying really is. It's just like falling asleep and waking up. Amen. In the presence of God. In the place with God. Isn't that going to be wonderful? Amen. But just think about what the Scripture also teaches us. That there be some that shall not taste of death, but shall see Him coming.
Right.
And the clouds with great power and with great glory.
Right.
Now some of this service may have to go by the way of the grave. And then again, none of us here may not have to go by the way of the grave. Amen. There's going to be a catching away.
Right, brother.
We know what the meaning for rapture is a catching away. We know rapture is not mentioned in the Bible as far as the word rapture. It's a catching away. Got catching away. Has reference or meaning or definition of the word of rapture. Amen. So we know that we can be ready and be called away and make that preparation to be called away. Amen. There's going to be a catching away, church. What is that catching away? It's going to be for the saints. Amen. That have committed themselves to a relationship with God. Is it going to be the saints that have been remained faithful and true to God all these years, that has walked in love and walked in the Spirit and have obeyed God? Yes, yes. Yes, it's going to be that way. Amen. They know and they long. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We know, church, that we do love life because God is life. Not only do we have life in the Son, but He's given us life here on this earth to enjoy. The Bible teaches us in Ecclesiastes that a man can enjoy his labor, his family. Amen. The work of his hands. Amen. The rising of the sun and the going down of the same, that he has worked for his labor. He's enjoyed the work of his labor and his family and the things that God has given to us to enjoy in this land. We have that enjoyment. We have that. Amen. Our labor, our family, our devotion, all the things that God has given us, we enjoy that. We enjoy the time to eat. Amen. Oh, yes. We know we have to eat to live, but we don't have to live to eat.
That's
You know, but we enjoy what we have because it's what God has given to us. And we enjoy it. And we love fellowship. And we love being with one another. We love God. We have fellowship. Amen. With one another. We have true fellowship with God. And there's nothing in comparison to that.
Amen.
So we love the things that He's given to us. Amen. But we got to remember, amen, about Jesus coming. That this world, amen, this world is not a resting place. It's a preparation place.
That's right.
The world here is a dressing room for the child of God.
Right.
You hear me? We're not to get relaxed here. Amen. If we get too relaxed here, we'll find ourselves, amen, if we're not careful, in a cold or indifferent state. Amen. If we get too relaxed, too comfortable here, we should not allow this world to be such a comfort zone for us that we feel like we lay back. Amen. We take an ease. Amen. Too long. Amen. I can't be too ease. Amen. Too relaxed in this land. Amen. I'm only passing through. We're pilgrims. We're strangers.
That's right. That's right.
And we're only passing through. So this world is just a dressing room. It's a preparation place. What do they call that when they go in for surgery? That room they put them in before they take them in. What's that?
Triage.
What do they call it? You know, they get them prepared for surgery. Then after surgery, they put them in recovery. Is that right? And to recover from that. But before they go in, say prep them. Get them ready for surgery. And get them ready. They can't go in just any kind of way, can they? Even Brother Joel and his type of work, they have to make preparation for the viewing. They just can't, amen, just let it be just like it was when they picked them up. They have to do their work. They have to do what needs to be done. They have to make that preparation. So we know that, church, everything around us is preparation. We make preparation to go to work in the morning. Amen. We make preparations to cook supper. We make preparations to go to the graduations. Amen. The events and things around us. And we make preparation to go to revivals. We make preparation to have revival. We make preparation to call Brother Beasley. We make preparation to set up a schedule, to set up a time for revival. We're always making preparations for things in the future, things that we're looking forward to. So why can't we make preparations, amen, to be ready for His coming? Amen. We must. So you see, amen, Christians today don't see the need because they're too relaxed. Amen. Too comfortable. We cannot be that way. We're only pilgrims and strangers. We're only passing through. God help us to know that this world is not my home. This world is not my home. Oh, yes. The first new home I bought was through FHA. Me and my wife thought, oh, this is the best thing that's ever happened. We hadn't been married in about 3 years. We had a friend that had an FHA home. And he said, why don't you apply? Why don't you put in an application? So we went by and put in an application. But at that time, I was the only one working, had just a low income. They was going to base it upon the income, you know. This was back in 1984. So we thought we'd just go in, you know. We weren't looking for much. So we passed. They passed us up on the application, said that we was qualified. Said, now we're going to build you a house, a brand new house. 3-bedroom, bath and a half. All you got to do is find an acre of land. If you can find it, we'll purchase it. Wherever you want to be, whatever spot, wherever place. We was all excited, you know. I can remember on a Sunday afternoon, I left my dad's place there. We was living there. He had given me a spot of land. I had a mobile home there. We had come home from church, and I took off one Sunday afternoon, drove through the country, about 3 or 4 miles over the road, out in the country. And I thought, I'm going to have to find a spot of land. And I went by this old house, stopped there, knocked on the door, and this old man came to the door. I'm sure he had some property there. It's just a beautiful place. I said, sir, I don't know you, but I'm looking for an acre of land. Do you have any for sale? He said, well, maybe. He said, come with me. So we walked over his property, and he had 9 acres of property there. And he decided to sell me an acre of land right beside him, not too far from him, over on the other side over there. said, I'll sell you this spot of land here, this acre of land, for $3,000. So I turned it into the FHA, and they passed it up. They come out there, and they build us a house for $37,500. Now, this was in 1984. We moved in that house, Labor Day weekend, 1984, brand new house, concrete driveway. We moved right on in, brand new. You know what I'm saying? Everything brand new.
Right.
Amen. Oh, yes. So my house payment was right around $150 a month. That's what I was paying back at that time. They based it on the income. The total payment for the house was $376. But that payment was going to last for 33 and a half years. The note was for 33 and a half years. I told my wife one day, we had lived there already 4 years or more, and I said, we'll never get this place paid off. Can you imagine? 33 and a half years? So what I done, saved up a little money. Can't remember how I come up with the money. But I come up with $4,000 cash, and I went and bought me a 1972 12x65 mobile home and moved it back on the property I had over there about 3 or 4 miles away. But it was paid for. So we moved out of that nice home into an old model mobile home. It was in good shape. It looked all right. But it was old. Well, for that time, it wasn't real old. It'd be old now. But anyway, it was paid for. Amen. We got out of that house. We left it. You know what I'm saying? We left it, got away from it. It was new. It was nice. If we were still living there, we'd still be paying on that thing. We'd still be paying on it today if I was still there. But they based it on the income. When he got a raise, they took that raise away from him because the house payment started going. Went from 150 to 184 to 195. I think the last payments I was making was $195 a month. But you know what I'm saying? But things get old after a period. I don't care if it's a new car. It gets old. You want to trade it in for a different one. Amen. You get a new house. Amen. It gets old after a while, and you want to get in something a little bit different. That's the way most things is here. It doesn't matter how new it may seem. It grows old to you. Amen. And you want something different. Amen. That's the way it is in things down here, church. Amen. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. There's things here. Amen. And so, amen. We thought everything was going good while we lived there. I can remember telling my brother-in-law about the FHA. He went flying for one. He passed. He got one. My other brother-in-law got one. They just started building houses left and right. And it seemed like all in the family was getting an FHA house. Everybody's getting a brand new house. But you know, church, amen, glory to God, we're blessed for what we have. And I thank God for what we have today. But I'm telling you, in my mansion is not down here. Amen, it's not down here. Amen, glory to God, I know that there's going to be mansions in heaven. But I'm not going looking for a mansion. I want to see Jesus, don't you? I want to see my loved ones who's died and made it to that place. Amen, that's what I want to do. I want to still make it there. I want to behold Jesus. Yes, who loved me. He gave himself for me and for the church. I'm glad to know he's coming back for a glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or blemish for any such thing. That church has been sanctified. That church has been washed and cleansed. Oh, by the blood. Aren't you thankful to know, amen, that we as the church, we are the saints, we're the believers.
Yes.
We're making that preparation.
Right.
We're making that preparation. Oh, yes. And we can't get our minds led astray on materialistic things. No more what the scripture teaches me. I do not want my life to consist of the abundance of things down here. The abundance of things here. I don't want my life to consist of that. I want my life to be centered around everything about God. I want my life to be centered around being in the center of His will. I want my life to be centered around everything that God can give for me and everything I can do for God. Now, is that the way you see it tonight? How many believes that ready or not, here He comes. Listen, saints of God, just as well as we want to be close to God. Amen. The spiritual condition that you're in when the trumpet sounds will determine if you're going to leave this ground.
Right.
That's what's going to determine your spiritual condition. You're in when the trumpet sounds. Because there's going to be many Christians in a lukewarm state, cold, indifferent state. Oh, yes. These Christians that have so many weaknesses and problems, that have been giving themselves over to sin and doing things, and saying, I know I have this problem. I may be addicted, or I may be this, or I may be that. I'm trying to put forth some effort. I'm trying. Amen. But it's going to be no more than the foolish virgins. They let all their all leak out.
Right.
Amen. Their walk with God, and their downfall, and their weaknesses, and their discouragement. Amen. Whatever caused them to let their lamps be without oil, not making preparation. But oh, God, help us to know that there is an abundant supply for the child of God. Amen. We do not have to be like the foolish virgins. We can be like the wise. And we know, saints of God, as the church, amen, are we making that preparation? Are we yearning for the day to be with the Lord? Are we yearning to know that we're ready? Oh, praise be to God. In 2012, right here in May of 2012, can we be ready to know before we leave this place tonight that we are ready for His coming? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Ready or not? Here I come. We can hide and seek all we want to. Amen. We can hide behind things that displeases God. But when the countdown takes place, amen, ready or not, here I come.
That's right. Come on.
You think about it. It's going to be that quick. Just in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, we shall be changed. Shall be changed.
Amen.
Just in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, we shall be changed. I want to sing that tonight. Before we pray, turn to the hymns of the Spirit, page number 90. Goes along with this message. I shall be changed. Page number 90 in the hymns of the Spirit. Sing it with me. If the Lord could speak this world into existence, and could hang the moon and stars up in the sky, then I know that He can change this mortal body. I'll be changed in the twinkling of an eye. I shall be changed. Oh, hallelujah. I shall be changed some by and by. When the dead in Christ shall rise to meet Jesus in the skies, I'll be changed in the twinkling of an eye. When the trump of God shall sound that great morning, and the Savior shall descend from heaven fast, when the graves of sleeping saints are bursting open, I'll be changed and shall meet them in the air. I shall be changed. Oh, hallelujah. I shall be changed some by and by. When the dead in Christ shall rise to meet Jesus in the skies, I'll be changed in the twinkling of an eye. If the Lord could speak this world into existence, and could hang the moon and stars up in the sky, then I know that He can change this mortal body. I'll be changed in the twinkling of an eye. I shall be changed. Oh, hallelujah. I shall be changed some by and by. When the dead in Christ shall rise to meet Jesus in the skies, I'll be changed in the twinkling of an eye. Sing it now. I shall be changed. Oh, hallelujah. I shall be changed some by and by. When the dead in Christ shall rise to meet Jesus in the sky, I'll be changed in the twinkling of an eye. Come on now. I shall be changed. Ready or not? Oh, hallelujah. I shall be changed some by and by. When the dead in Christ shall rise to meet Jesus in the skies, I'll be changed in the twinkling of an eye. Come on now. I shall be changed. Oh, hallelujah. I shall be changed some by and by. When the dead in Christ shall rise to meet Jesus in the skies, I'll be changed in the twinkling of an eye. to pray, saints of God, ready or not, Jesus is coming. Ready or not, Jesus is coming. We need to be ready.